This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1470. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 23rd, reactivations from Antarctica, Congo, Sarawak, Philippines. Why bother with RCI? Cuts at RFI and IRS. Clandestines for Eritrea and Ethiopia. Future plans from India. Monitoring Merida and Medellin. New station in Peru. Collisions in Central Europe and East Africa. And the propagation outlook. A few weeks ago, we had news that LRA 36 Antarctica was off the air as of June 21st. They said because of very high winds and low temperatures. Of course, it's in the middle of winter down there, although it's much worse further south in Antarctica than on the peninsula. Now we have had the first report since then of their being heard back on the air from Manuel Mendez in Spain. This was on July 13th at 1840 to 1905 UT. Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel heard on 15476. With Argentine songs and tangos, and a full ID giving the frequency and their schedule, which is 18 to 21 UT, Monday through Friday, although they give it in local time of UT minus 3. So once again, we can attempt to hear this very rare and exotic station on 15476. Here is a far out-of-band Bolivian station, which is getting out. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia reports Radio Santana in Santana del Yacuma on 4451.1, July 19th at 2240 to 2305, promoting some local fiestas and giving an ID with a program of messages called El Mensajero de la Mosquitania, or is it Mosquitania? We never know, since he doesn't put in all the accents. But it was not only reaching Colombia, but South Florida. Bob Wilkner reports in Cumbre de X, Radio Santana, on a slightly more precise frequency, 4451.12, July 17th at 2330 to 2355. And he says he also heard it on the 12th of July at 2340 to 2355. Good audio, music with drums, flute, and percussion, and an ID. In fact, he says it has been present every night checked so far in July. In DX Listening Digest, Keith Perron of Taiwan and the Happy Station, who also formerly worked for Radio Canada International, raises the question about that station. What is your opinion of it now? He says, I almost no longer listen to it. Who is listening? I did check the link and Masala Canada, but who is the audience? I get more news from Canada by listening to CBC Radio Online than from RCI, which now stands, as far as I'm concerned, for Radio Canada Immigration. RCI, which was a very well-respected broadcaster, has turned into something of an I don't know what. Now, I know they will give the excuse that budget cuts have had a part to play, but many stations have had cuts and still manage to produce good-sounding programs. These two shows are what exactly? What do they want to achieve? Who is the audience? I believe Canada should have an international service, but is RCI really an international service or just a station broadcasting to new immigrants who've arrived in Canada? If this is all Canada can offer, I say shoot it and put it out of its misery. And there were a number of replies more or less agreeing with what Keith said. I believe he reported a few weeks ago that CBC was going to turn off its AM transmitter in the Yukon on 570 kHz CFWH. However, that has received a reprieve thanks to Fred Waterer, ODXA, who forwarded a story from the CBC website Yukon to extend CBC's lease on that AM transmitter site for CBC Radio 1. The lease has been extended for 3 years. We continue to look for Firedrake, Chinese musical jamming frequencies, just about every morning. However, on July 22nd, we could only hear one, and not very well, 9,000 kilohertz even. That's an easy place to check for it, but usually there are a bunch of others. And Ron Howard in California was also hearing that, and 8,400, although not after 14, just one of them. He says Sound of Hope and Firedrake were abnormally absent today, and I also noted the lack of CNR1 jamming, that's the other kind, on 19 meters. Could it be that Sound of Hope is cutting back on their transmissions? Well, I was wondering that too. However, we should remember that there were depressed propagation conditions on July 22nd. The K-index had hit 5, which is unusual here in the solar trough. However, as I tuned around, it seemed to be a matter of no transmission rather than no propagation. Via BCDX, Vashek Kozhenek in South Africa reports Radio Congo, the one in Brazzaville, reactivated on 6115. Heard July 15th in French from 1745 to 1815 UT with an ID at 1802. He says fair signal, but modulation a bit rough. Gone when rechecked at 1915. Well, we already had reports of this early this year. Index Listening Digest, Yari Savalainen in Finland, reminds us that Radio Congo has been audible very irregularly on 6115 since January, mostly very weak and or distorted modulation. Another report of the Cuban on 1620, which is obviously there to jam WDHP in the Virgin Islands, which carries some exile programming. I believe previously the Cuban programming on 1620 was reported as Radio Rebelde, but now it's Radio Progreso. Well, it doesn't really matter since they're just functioning as a jammer, but that's the one Yimber Gaviria in Cali, Colombia heard on July 20th at 0350. Another of our daily checks is for Radio Havana, Cuba, to see what they're doing, because they're always changing programming around on their frequencies, not adhering to their published schedule at all, especially after 0500 UT, when everything is supposed to be in English on about 6 frequencies. Now, usually 4 of them are in Spanish, but it's not always the same ones. Most of the time, the 2 remaining in English are 6010 and 6060. But the other ones on 49 meters, 6000 and 6140, are sometimes in English as well. You never can tell. And then there's 11760. Sometimes that's in English and sometimes it's in Spanish. And there have been many other changes. Furthermore, it seems they're staying on the air after 07UT, not only in Spanish, as we've reported before, but also in English. Ron Howard in California on July 17th found 6060 and 6140 in English at 0830UT, while 6000 and 6120 were in Spanish. Ed Mayberry, who formerly produced the International Listener, is a newsman at KUHF Radio in Houston. He says, while in the Czech Republic, I stopped by Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty for a visit and turned that into a two-part news feature. It's on the website of KUHF.org, totaling almost 8 minutes. The complete text is also posted there, as well as a slideshow. Very interesting on his first-hand visit with various people at RFVRL in Prague. As for Radio Prague itself, I've been looking over the WRMI schedule, 9955, updated July 11th, and calculating the number of hours for Radio Prague relays, and I came up with a rather large figure, 56 and a half hours per week, which is more than one-third of the total hours in a week. However, I'm not sure if WRMI is actually on the air relaying Radio Prague so extensively, but that's what the schedule shows. At least the programming is available. World Radio TV Handbook has published a 3-page update of scheduling on their website, WRTH.com, as of July 22nd for the international pages. This is not a comprehensive one like they published in May, but just changes, additions and deletions, etc. I'll mention some of those here. There's a new entry for Voice of Eritrea, a target broadcast evidently from sites in Ethiopia. It's Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday at 18 to 1830 UT on 7165 and 9560. And on 7165, the other days of the week at the same time, is Voice of Peace and Democracy, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, also in Tigrinya for Eritrea. As for broadcasts going into Ethiopia, they say Radio Bilal is back. It had been updated in February, but then I believe it was off the air again. They are listing it again, 17 to 18 UT, on Sundays only, on 15350 via Samara, Russia, in Amharic. We reported last week that the strike at Radio France International, after some 2 months, had been suspended for the rest of the summer, although not resolved. However, that hasn't kept them from making some abrupt changes. Dragan Lekic in Serbia reports that the South Slavic program from Paris announced on July 18th that as of July 20th, it would be canceled after 23 years of service with only 2 days of notice. And there could be other cancellations we've not yet heard about. Kai Ludwig reminds us that they were wanting to cancel language services in German, Polish, Albanian, Turkish, and Laotian as well. In DX India, Alokesh Gupta posts a press release from the government that 195 All India Radio substations will be set up during the 11th five-year plan. 50 new substations set up in 18 states, and also 145 new FM transmitters. No details, but since they mention FM specifically, but the other ones are non-FM, I was wondering if any of those could be on shortwave. So I asked Alokesh, and he says the new stations should be on medium wave as well as shortwave, but no further details available. The Voice of Indonesia was missing for a couple of days, July 16th and 17th, during its 13 UT English broadcast, which had been almost on 9526 kilohertz. However, it was back on the 18th, and they had switched down about 1 kilohertz, so they were just below 9525. We think they're probably two separate transmitters. Maybe the first one failed, and it took them a couple of days to get the other one up and running on the slightly different frequency. Since then, at least through July 22nd, they've remained on 9524.9, approximately. Robert Förster in Germany says he heard World of Radio via IRRS 9510 Saturday, July 18th at 0800 with excellent straight five signals, ultra-fine business. We're glad to hear that, but need to remind him and all other listeners that we're preempted on the first and second Saturdays in August from that broadcast. We should be back for the remaining August Saturdays. Ron Howard in California has discovered Radio Malaysia Sarawak reactivated on 7130.50. First heard July 19th at 1224 to 1321 with vernacular and easy listening pop songs. The IDs were for RTM Kuala Lumpur, but also singing IDs as Sarawak FM in parallel to 5030, which collides with China. He says, I believe their last broadcast on 7130 was March 30th, but they have a different transmitter now, which is 500 hertz higher than the old one. In the past, they had Sirius QRM, but now all the others have correctly abandoned this frequency, which, of course, is within the exclusive amateur radio band. He's also heard it on subsequent mornings, always on 7130.50. I checked the listings and found that this one was supposed to move, according to registrations, to 7235 with 10 kilowatts from the Stapuk site. Ron says that would seem to be a good choice, a clear frequency, if they ever decide to actually move. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1470. Consult our website for much more information, worldofradio.org. Your contributions, always welcome, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Robert Gruska in New York, who sent an MO in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Raza Merida Yucatan continues to be heard from Mexico on 6104.7. Manuel Mendes in Spain manages to pick it up just before 0600 UT, several days in mid-July. Locally in Merida, we're also hearing from civil engineer Israel Gonzalez Ahumada, who's trying to keep track of what his local shortwave station is doing. He says the regular schedule of XEQM is carrying the XEMQ service from 11 to midnight UT and the XEMH service from midnight to 1100. And they play the national anthem at 1100, which is 6 a.m. local time, and make the switch. However, sometimes they're a bit late, doing it around 1105. And also a bit late making the switch the other way, maybe at midnight 5 to midnight 10 UT. He's also wondering what the co-channel interference is on 6105 between 23 and midnight UT. In far south Texas, Stephen Wiseblood tells us that he can hear it in the daytime, such as July 15th at 1545, with PSAs for the Health Center of Yucatan, talking about hurricane early warning systems, red and yellow alerts. He says a fair daytime signal by, I'm only 600 miles away on an overwater path, and I doubt the shortwave transmitter is over 100 watts. Nevertheless, Brian Clark in New Zealand apparently pulled it in, as reported in DX Times, June 24th at 0704 on 6104.76, because he did hear the slogan of their FM station relayed mentioned, Candela, at 0828. He says, a carrier audible most days, but audio infrequent. Robert Förster in Germany tells us that Mehdi 1 in Morocco appears to have transmitter troubles on 9575. On 15 July, the carrier suddenly fell off at 0827 and did not return until late in the afternoon. On other occasions, there have been numerous breaks in transmission. And when on, the carrier still shows a characteristic hum in the background of the modulation. Well, there is an alternative pointed out by Dragan Lekic in Serbia. The web streaming of Mehdi 1 used to be awful, but now they've improved the quality, so it's quite listenable. MP3 at 48 kbps, 22 kilohertz mono. The link is streamingfigure1.mp1l.ovea.net/medi1.m3u. I sure hope I've got those L's and 1's straight. Anyhow, you'll find a link you could click on if you were reading DX Listening Digest. In Play DX, Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia reports what appears to be a new Peruvian station, at least a new frequency, 4888.2. On July 19th, from 2330 to 0106 UT, he was hearing an evangelical station with a lot of praise music to Peruvian rhythms, he says, and programming not in Spanish but in a vernacular. He did hear a bit of Spanish, mentioning the Ministerio de Alabanza y Adoración Nazaret and the Librería Nazaret. He says the microphone modulation was low, so it was hard to tell what they were saying. Also heard at 1106 UT with similar programming. They mentioned a name sounding like Radio Felici, F-E-L-I-C-I or I-C-Y. Of course, that needs further investigation. He's not sure if it's a reactivation of a previous station, Radio Macedonia, or a brand new station. Check out that frequency, 4888.2. As Hasegawa of NDXC in Japan tells us, that the Philippine Broadcasting Service has been reactivated on 6170. Several DXers in Japan have monitored it actually on 6170.4, relaying DZRM 1278 medium wave. And he says, I can receive it from before 1130 until it's KO'd by New Zealand at 1300. There's also severe QRM from China on 6175. That's a very low power transmitter, I think, even less than 1 kilowatt. Serbia's international radio has been in the news, at least on its own website, as they're trying to get things straightened out between them and government funding. Via the Media Network blog, it says the Ministry of Culture and IRS have concluded a contract, so the station will continue to broadcast programs via satellite and internet and in 11 foreign languages in addition to Serbian. The trouble is, they only mentioned satellite and internet, as Andy Sennett says, so it appears they intend to drop shortwave distribution for at least some of the languages, but this is not at all clear. They also mention that some of their staff are going into social programs, which is another term for redundancy, which is another term for getting fired. And they're equally unclear in Spanish. Via Jose Miguel Romero, they're not saying one way or the other explicitly whether or not they will continue using shortwave. In case the answer is no, you might want to listen to their English broadcasts if they're still on 9675 at midnight 30 and 0100. In communication of the British DX Club, Rumen Pankov in Bulgaria reports Radio Hargeisa, Somaliland, 7145, signing on at 1455 UT, June 12th and 13th. Probably running until 1900, best heard in England after 1800. However, I should point out that if it's signing on as early as 1455, it conceivably could be heard by long path in Western North America. So I urge those out there to look for it. That's close to 6 p.m. local in Somalia, so there's plenty of darkness eastward. Jorge Freitas in Bahia, Brazil, reports via Cumbre DX a collision on 17485 between 1530 and 16 UT. And yes, it's on the schedules that way, but they let it happen. Radio Prague in Czech is using that frequency, but so is Brother Stair, the Overcomer Ministry via Germany. Jülich site, not that far from Litomyshl in Czechia, both on 17485 during that half hour, and both at almost the same azimuth, 160 and 161 degrees. A couple of weeks ago, we had news that the low-power missionary station in southern Sudan, Radio Peace, had reactivated on 4750. And DX listeners have been hunting for it. Scott Barber in New Hampshire has a tentative log, July 14th at 02:33 in vernacular. Occasional music bits, but buried way under the band noise that was barely audible. Further monitoring needed. Bruce Churchill in California, Cumbre DX, uses remote receivers when necessary to DX such stations, and has already verified it thanks to the Global Tuner in the UK, July 9th at 02:45 to 03:25. The verification came from Pete Stover for Radio Peace in Sudan, who was quite excited to hear about it, although he admitted that I can't tell from the audio whether it was Radio Peace for sure. He's well aware of the interference on the same frequency from another little missionary station in nearby Uganda, Radio Dunamis, because he says, we spoke with them about their choice of frequency, since we've been operating on 4750 since October of 2003. Their explanation is that Radio Peace is not registered, and they applied with the Ugandan government for the license and did register it with the ITU, so they are unwilling to change despite the interference. However, that clash is a problem only in the evening between 16 and 18 UT. Ron Howard in California has been listening to CNR 11, the Tibetan service, on 7350, when they carry the English program Holy Tibet, until 1500 UT, starting at 1430, heard both on July 15th and 20th. Robert Furster in Germany reports hearing the voice of Turkey on a very strange frequency, 10,530 kilohertz, July 17th, signing on at 1530 until 1624. Not sure of the language, but it could be Azeri, which is listed for that hour on 9530, exactly 1 megahertz lower. And you may recall that Radio Alma-Ata actually used 10530 some 35 years ago. The BBC Radio 3 Promenade concert season is underway once again from July 17th to September 12th. You can listen to them on demand for the following week via the BBC website, as I am doing for most of those excellent concerts. If you don't find BBC audio streaming too user-friendly, there's an alternative, Sandy Finlayson points out on the Shortwave Programs Group. It's called www.bibotron.org, B-O-T-R-O-N. For the schedule of concerts every day through mid-September, and sometimes there's more than one per day, it's www.bbc.co.uk/proms/2009/what's-on/season. Some more reports of World of Radio reception. Brian Clark in New Zealand reports the Friday 2030 broadcast on WWCR 15825 with good readability back on June 5th. Actually, it starts up to a sesquiminute early in order to leave time for the frequency change which follows. Brian Clark also heard us on WRMI 9955 UT Thursday at 0530. That was on June 4th. He says fair strength, but an odd pulsing co-channel made readability difficult. That interference was, of course, the Dentro-Cuban jamming command, at least in a standby mode rather than the usual massive wall of noise. We were also heard on WRMI by Yimber Gaviria in Cali, Colombia, on UT Monday at 0500 when the signal was good. I noticed that WEWN was missing from all three frequencies several times during the day, July 22nd. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued July 21st, and candices mostly 5 and 2, solar flux rising from 68 to a peak of 70, July 26th to August 6th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1470.